ring or something. No
beard. By a curious sefer achav, they can
look. Okay. Today, Parshas Chukas. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe v'Aaron leimor, Zos Chukas haTorah asher tziva Hashem leimor, Deber al bnei Yisrael v'chu elecha afara aduma tmima, she'ein b'mum shelo l'ol. So Zos Chukas haTorah. So it's a chok. So Rashi says, famous Rashi, v'shasotan v'umos ha'olam monin es Yisrael, they taunt us. Lo mama ha'mitzvah hazos. Uma tam yeshbo. What's this mitzvah? What reason does it have? Uficha kasa b'chuka. Gzeira hi milfonai. Ein lucha rishus l'harer acharel. Because it doesn't seem that we have know the reason for it. So it's a chok. Chok is something. Oh, chok is something that we don't have a reason for. We don't know the reason for. And the Parah Aduma is the paradigm chok. The paradigm chok. So the Bnei Yisachar has a lot to say about the concept of chok. You know, first we have the Pasuk in Tehillim. Before you know it, we'll be saying this Pasuk for Rosh Hashanah. Page 3. Tiku b'chod d'shofbar b'kesu em chagenu ki chok l'Yisrael hu mishpach l'Elokei Yaakov. Concept of chok.
Where are you?
Page 4. So there is a piece in the Bnei Yisachar in Kislev Tevis, Hanukkah, on page 5, which speaks about Chukei Ritzonecha, right, in the Alanisim, right? Michukei Ritzonecha. So he says, why is it called? I mean, the Goyim wanted us not to do Chukei Ritzonecha. I mean, they didn't want to that we should do any mitzvahs. Just the Chukei Ritzonecha, just the Chukim they didn't want us to do? La'avira mi'chukei Ritzonecha? La'tab rachamim ha'armim ma'adam meis ha'rabsam. Mary lost a slave, says the Bnei Yisachar. V'chi ala Chukim b'lvad, ratzu la'avira? V'im hukeim be'emes sarich la'avin ma'aysa kavana klipo l'shtad la'avira al Chukim. So if you want to say in a Hanami, maybe there's something special about the Chukim that they wanted us to v'lo al mitzvah sheish mam tam. V'gam meiroi lezbon em matziklu al lotsh loma chukim ritzonecha. Mashmash ha'chukim davkim rotzon Hashem yizbarach. Everything is rotzon Hashem. Just l'avira mechukecha. So he says, over something that he said elsewhere in Chodesh Tisrei, Mamorim of Chodesh Tisrei, that we say, and this you'll have in mind on Yomim Noraim, when you say this, we'll remind yourself of this year today. What we say in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Ein Melitz Yosher. Right, so the fourth line, left side. Manipoli. The pasuk tuku b'chod d'sheich v'chiko kichok Yisrael mishpat. Perish Zuzal. He says the Meshulam Zusha says like this: Yesh mitzvahs b'chukim, yesh b'tar mitzvahs sichlius. Right, you have mitzvahs sichlius, logical mitzvahs. Yesh mitzvahs b'chukim that we don't know the reason. Don't know the tamim. Vasadava umos ha'ulamoni. That's the Rashi we saw in this week's Parsha. They make fun of us. Are you doing things you don't understand? Especially in the world we live today, a rational world. You know, everything is rational. You have to understand. Hasad v'amuza umoni mis Yisrael. Ma mitzvah zoz, ma tam yesh ba. Yisrael mevinim lahem chuka. Meshivim lahem chuka hu. Minilchor ha-sechel anoshi idme she-yose ha-tov il hodiyah. In other words, maybe it would be better if Hashem would have told us the reasons for the chukim. So he says, no. Tova gdola hi li Yisrael. It's a big tova that Hashem doesn't tell us the reasons. Kashem mikayim mitzvahs v'chukim b'itam. V'huki b'isas rusa delatate isar uvda dela'ela. He says, you know why? He says, a beautiful idea. He says, because if we could do things without fully understanding, we service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we don't totally understand why are we doing the Paraduma, what exactly it is, what exactly... We don't understand it all perfectly, or less than perfectly. But you know what? If we do things without understanding, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate and do things with us, for us, even without understanding, meaning even though we're not totally deserving of it, and it's not so logical why he's doing it for us, but he'll reciprocate because we did the step of doing things for him that we didn't fully understand, so he'll reciprocate to do things for us, even though it's not totally understandable because we didn't really fully deserve it. And that's what he says. Huki bi sarusa del tati sar uvda del eila. That the sarusa mutata, the sorrows from beneath, will cause an isaurus from the top. Asher gam Hashem yisbarach yasa imohem os l'tova b'chuka b'li tam. Chuka she'isaurah ha'mishpat loses l'ish polo. In other words, Hashem wants to give us good things, but then the mekatrugim, hinei misaurim ha'mekatrugim chas v'sholom, that the mekatrugim are saying b'chipus pinkaseim. The mekatrugim will say, hey, does he really deserve it? Check his record. He missed this day, and he didn't daven so well this day, and this day he was on so good, and this day he missed, and this day he didn't have kavana. But Amar Hashachas Hashem Yisrael Einim Ruyim Sheyotzu B'dimus. Klal Yisrael is not worthy that they should come out with a flag of victory. V'sholim, page 6. Me'ezetam heim ruim Yeshua. He says, the fact that we do chukim, hachok hanasa b'Yisrael, is the reason for the way Hashem judges us. Hu mishpat l'lelokei Yaakov. The mishpat he does is a mishpat that doesn't have so much seichel, kviyochel. Hachok b'li tam. And that's what he says, Rav Meshulam Zusha, this idea of... Oh, so based on that, he says, "V'zeh pirashnu a pasuk, zos chukas haTorah asher tziva Hashem leimor." So what's the word leimor here? So leimor, you want to say it says to others, but it doesn't make sense here because it says leimor, then it says daber b'nei Yisrael. So if leimor, like some interpret leimor lacherim, so then it's repetitive because then it says daber b'nei Yisrael. So what's Zosuchas HaTorah Asher Hashem Tzivu Hashem Leimor, and then Daber al Bnei Yisrael. So he says, he's parash al pi anal, Zosuchas HaTorah Asher Tzivu Hashem Ratzolomer, Pavor Zeh Tzivu Hashem Mitzvahs B'chuka, Kedei Leimor. What's the Leimor? Hainu, Shegeidamu Yochol, Yeh Yochol Lomer L'mekatrigim. Leimor is Hashem will be able to say back to the Mekatrigim, to those that want to prosecute us and say they don't deserve it. The Lamor is the Lamor Ledoros, that Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to treat Klal Yisrael with special deference because they did Chukas HaTorah. And that's the Lamor. Lamor Lamakatrigim. And then he says the Bnei Yisrael, and that's Pshat with Kriyas Yamsuf. It says, Bazet Timtso Tuf Tam Bnei Yisrael Kriyas Yamsuf. Top of the left side. Hayom Hashem El Moshe Matitzach Elai Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Yisol. So, what's Pshat? Hashem said, Matitzach Elai. Of course, who else should we daven to? He named Milvad She'ein Adover Muvan. He asked, "Bezesha Omer Hashem Yisbach Matitzach Alei." Hello, Lemi Yitzak. Hello, who Yisbach Hapoel Yeshuas? Avol Olzos Zemeiroy Lizbon and Lama Oso Kazos Su Yisbach Shetziva She Yisu Mikodem L'Toch Galay Hayam. He says, "Why does he want that we should go into the Yam first, and then he'll split it?" To the same pshat, because the Mekatrigim said, "Manishtanu elu ve'elu." Why is Klal Yisrael better than the Egyptians? There was a big kitruk. So we had to do something that we didn't fully understand. We're going into it makes no sense to go into the sea. You're going to drown. It's not, you know, you hope that it'll split, but you don't know, you know. So it shows that his horus of Klal Yisrael, of Emuna Pshuta, of Chok, that they showed that by Kriyas Yamsuf. So it says, that's Pshat Tikru B'chod HaShofar, because the way we win, B'kesed Yom Regenu, is Ki Chok L'Yisrael. That's Pshat in Zos HaTorah, Chukas HaShar Tzivir HaShem, Lamor. The Lamor means Lamor L'Mekatrigim. And now, says the Bnei Soscha, we can understand Me'ein Melitz Yosher. Page 7, Mul Magid Persha. So he says a beautiful thing. Me'ein Melech Yosher means we have no one to defend us. There's no Melech Yosher. We sinned. So what are we going to say to the Mekatrig? Tagid to the Mekatrig? L'Yakov Dvar Chok. That we did the Dvar Chok. And therefore, the Kol Mishpatim, and therefore the Mishpat comes out the way it does. Tzadkenu b'Mishpat, because Tagid liYakov Dvar Chok. Tell him about the Chok that we did. And that's Pshat, the Yevonim. The Yevonim is all about the Chitzonius, all about Chochmas Yevonis. And it's all about not having this internal belief. Kol mitzvos ha'mitzvah is a muskol. Whereas they believe it's all philosophy. All the mitzvahs are philosophy. So you just have to have the philosophy. You don't have to do anything. And if you don't understand anything, there's no point. But we say just the opposite. We say, and that's why dafka lavira mechukei ritzonecha. That's what they, because that was antithetical to what they believed. And that's Pshat, the Pasuk. I remember years ago in the Haggadah from the Ozhev Rebbe, the Haggadah of Eish Dos, he says over, you know, the Chacham's question on page 11 in the Mash, in the Arba Bonim. Ki yishalcha bincha leimor ma ha'edos v'achukim v'mishpotim. So that's the Sheilas HaChochem. So the Ozhev Rebbe on page 13 says, L'chor haya tzorech l'vtoch b'sheiloso b'chukim, l'usayim oso b'chukim. Why do we put edos, mishpotim, and chukim in the middle? The Ozhev Rebbe asks on page 13. Fakir, edos and mishpotim are more similar. So the word is to put chok in the middle to show that really even the things that we do and we think we understand, we don't really understand, and that's not why we're doing it. We're doing it, kilu, it's a chok. Kiyunus Achok. Gam Eidus Vamishpon, Lamu Tshuva, and in the end, in the answer to the Chacham, in the Torah, what is it on page 12? Vayitzaveinu Hashem lasos kol achukim ha'ela. He only speaks about chukim in the answer. So you see that the chukim was the main thing of the question. And that's what you see from the answer, that it was only the chukim. Because that's the real idea, that everything is really chok. Everything is really chok. And the pasuk says in Vayitzchan on page 15, Ki mi goy gadol shel olkim korvim olav, Hashem olkim b'chol koreinu olav. Mi goy gadol shel chukim u'shpotim tzadikim. What does it mean tzadikim? Chukim u'shpotim tzadikim. So if you look at the Bnei Yisachar on page 19. He says, "Me'atan avo aschalas amayim reshetchalu migoy gadol chukim chukshir l'Rav Simon heichi tuar al chukim mishpatim nikrosum tzadikim." What does that mean? That there, he writes in the footnote, Kuvyud Beis, they're hagunim, but why only the chukim are tzadikim? Mishpatim are also tzadikim. They're also. So he says the pshat, chukim mishpatim tzadikim, is kuf tezayin in the footnote on page 20. Kavanah Rabbeinu is dovar ein peirush tzadikim hagunu mesukonim el peirush tzodkim. Chukim mishpatim Yisrael nase mishpatim shalom yisbarach b'Yisrael tzodkim opiyum mazolim latzedek. That because of the chukim, then whatever mishpat Hashem says is now defendable. Because the same you sowed. And the Yismach Moshe on page 21, says, it says in the Medrash Shochar Tov, Shispar HaKadosh Baruch Avraham, Shamadil Kachas Bincha, Etzichidcha, Taleu Lol Ola. So Avram could have answered, "Hey, but you told me he Yitzchak he called Chazera." He didn't question. That's why Midosol Kol Shmocha Mida Connected Mida. He says, "Whenever we're going to have a Mekatreg, we're not going to have a Zchus." So Hashem will say, "Avram Avinu, he could have asked a big cash on me, and he kept quiet." No kashas. And that's what the Lev Aaron Sadma writes here on page 22, Aaron Teitelbaum. He quotes the Yismach Moshe. And he explains, what's Pshat Rotza Kadosh Baruch Hu Zakos is Israel? Look at the left column with Vederach, second paragraph. There's the Yisbara Divrei Mishnah. Rotzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yisrael. And Yishe Yizku Yisrael Yeshua V'Rachamim. That we should win. We should be Zoche B'din. V'lo Yuchlu HaMekatrugim L'Akshos Aleim Kushos. L'Fichach Hir Bo L'Hem Torah U'Mitzvos Hayin Yishe Yishkama Mitzvos Shem Chukim B'Litam. A lot of mitzvos, and we don't understand all of them. And that's what we're going to tell. So in this week's parsha, Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Leimor. What's Leimor? It says right afterwards, Frek the Bnei Yisachar Daber al Bnei Yisrael. Leimor Lamit Katrigim. And that's, you know, the Chassid. Leimor Lamit Katrigim. It's the Emunah Pshuta. The Emunah Pshuta. That's the strongest vehicle that we have. Strongest thing we have. So it's a big schut, it's a big mila. Hashem gives us. So the goyim make fun a little bit, but they don't realize that that's the power, that movement. People think you have to be a big philosopher and a big, what's the sefer called? Was it the Chassid Yavetz? That the people, the big philosophers were the ones that were, you know, I forget the name of the sefer. Come to me. Someone says, one of the Chashuvim says, that that's the idea. That the people who had the big, they were the first ones to give it all up. The people at the Emuna Pshuta, the Emuna Pshuta, that stands. The Emuna Pshuta stands. It's not the deep philosophy. It's the Emuna Pshuta. Simple Emuna Pshuta. And that, the Mekatrikim, it blows away all anyone who tries to start up with Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, it's Emuna Pshuta. And that's Lamor. Lamor. Lamor, Ladoros, Lamakatrigan. That we have this Mida. Yosef Yavetz, is it Yosef Yavetz maybe? It's that idea that he tells over. No.
Yosef Yavetz.
Okay. That's the so that this Gadol said over, that the people who are more philosophers, they gave it over, they lost it quickly. Emuna Pshuta, do the right thing. Emuna Pshuta, and that's Emel It's Yosher Mul Magid Pesha. There's no answer. But Tagid Liyako Dvar Chokum Mishpat, the Chok that we do, that's going to stand up. That's the biggest power we have. The Emuna Pshuta. Of Chok. Zos Chukas HaTorah Malas Kiyum HaChok V'Tokfa. And that's the biggest power that we have. That's what the Sa'amah Rebbe says. Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Zakas Yisrael V'Fichach V'Hilmem Torah Mitzvos. Tremendous Torah Mitzvos to be able to V'Zakah Klal Yisrael. And that should be the way we live our lives and teach our families. And that's Chukas HaTorah Lemor the doors.